The following program is a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson welcoming you to a new season of At the Symphony. On this program, we will preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. That concert series opens this weekend with a pair of concerts at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center, this Saturday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, October 2nd at 3. This is a big year for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, as the ensemble prepares to move back to the newly renovated Robinson Center Music Hall. But until then, there will be two more wonderful programs performed at the orchestra's Home Away From Home in Maumelle. The ASO will take advantage of the intimate acoustic environment offered in Maumelle to perform masterworks with a classically sized orchestra. Works of Schubert and Mozart will highlight this program, as well as a delightful work by the ASO's Composer of the Year this season, Stephanie Berg. We're going to hear the works of this program in reverse order this episode, starting with the extraordinary Symphony No. 5 in B-flat of Franz Schubert. Completed in October of 1816, the work took the amazingly prolific Schubert only about a month to write. The work owes a tremendous amount to the stylings of Mozart. Schubert took music lessons in his youth from Antonio Salieri, well known as a musical competitor of Mozart, but also a great pedagogue, a teacher of Beethoven and Liszt. But Schubert was enamored with Mozart's music. There are many similarities that can be drawn between this work, Schubert's Fifth Symphony, and Mozart's Symphony No. 40, the great G minor symphony familiar to so many. One such similarity is that there's no slow introduction to the first movement. I like to call it a drop-the-needle sort of start to the work. It is almost as if a door opens to a room where the symphony is already being played. It's a splendid, compact movement with singing melodies and energetic accompaniment.
Thank you.
That was the first movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major. The performance was of the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Karl Böhm. Schubert, a contemporary of Beethoven, was hardly acquainted with the great master because they lived in vastly different social spheres, even within the same city of Vienna. One might ask how it could even be possible in the relatively small city of Vienna that they didn't know each other, two colossal giants of the same art form. But they had very different lives. Beethoven was a virtuoso pianist, enjoyed great fame, and he lived amongst the aristocracy. He was revered in Vienna even after his deafness curtailed his ability to perform. Schubert, on the other hand, lived a bohemian life amongst the artistically minded Viennese middle class. He spent most of his time in cafes with other artists, poets, singers, composers. He seldom made money from his compositions, and most of his performances were in private homes with close friends and their associates. It's estimated that only 1/8 of Schubert's works were published in his lifetime. This symphony was not, although it was performed at a house concert shortly after it was composed. In the year prior to writing this piece, Schubert composed nearly 150 songs or lieder, including some of his most famous, like the Erlkönig. Schubert, of course, had an extraordinary gift for melody, but he also composed with an ease of harmony that makes his music seem to just melt from one key to another. In the second movement of this symphony, he highlights a key modulation from the home key of E-flat down a major third to C-flat major. This was a favorite type of progression to a distant key for romantic composers for a century after Schubert. Here is the beautiful, singing second movement andante of Schubert's Symphony No. 5.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Schubert's Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic under the direction of Karl Böhm. The third movement shows an interesting confluence of influences. He selects the relative minor of the home key of the symphony, G minor, for this movement. It is titled Minuet in true classical fashion, but the tempo marking, Allegro molto, suggests that he was not unaware of Beethoven's recent shift to writing much faster scherzo movements in place of a minuet. Thus, conductors have chosen all sorts of tempos, from traditional minuet tempos to very fast scherzo tempos, to interpret this movement. But if a tempo right in the middle is chosen, the opening strongly evokes the minuet from Mozart's Symphony No. 40. It is in the same key, has similarly complex harmony, and also changes to G major for the trio section of the minuet. In true classical style, this section is pastoral in the utmost, evoking Schubert's frequent writings about taking long walks out into nature. Thank you. You're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. This is Jeffrey Robson with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, previewing the works to be performed on the upcoming season-opening Masterworks Concerts of the ASO. We've been listening to a recording of Schubert's brilliant Symphony No. 5 in B-flat. The last movement makes a return to the fun, carefree stylings of the first movement. Full of fire and quick changes of mood, there are moments that evoke the slightly more gritty music of Joseph Haydn. But in the end, melody and a charm rule the day, and the piece comes to an exuberant close. Thank you. You've been listening to music of Franz Schubert here on At the Symphony. You can hear this work, his Symphony No. 5, in its entirety this weekend when the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage to perform its first Masterworks concerts of the year. Those concerts will take place this Saturday, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center here in Central Arkansas. Also on the program, most suitably, will be one of the most famous piano concertos by Mozart, Schubert's musical idol. This work was composed during Mozart's peak in popularity in Vienna in 1785. Mozart arrived in Vienna as a brilliant concert pianist and mature composer, ready to take the city by storm. Whether it was his personality or the fickle nature of audiences, he was never really able to secure a lifetime appointment as a Kapellmeister or work his way into the graces of the aristocracy. He had several very successful years during the early 1780s, during which most of his great piano concertos were written. He wrote them for himself to play in concert, so his decline in popularity after 1785 is evident in his decreased output in this particular genre. But each concerto is unique and personal and displays an amazing ability to highlight interactions between the soloist and the orchestra. This concerto number 21 starts with a long orchestral introduction with a march theme, and when the piano does enter, it sort of sneaks in and gradually takes over. The solo part weaves a wonderful tale, prodding, cajoling, accompanying and leading the orchestra through the symphonic form. The orchestra responds with spirited interludes, and it culminates with a piano cadenza. Many great pianists have written cadenzas for this particular concerto, as the originals by Mozart have been lost. Here is an excerpt from the first movement performed by pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy with the Philharmonia Orchestra. Thank you. You've been listening to Mozart's Piano Concerto in C Major No. 21 here on At the Symphony. We are previewing music to be heard on this week's Arkansas Symphony Orchestra Masterworks Concerts. Visit www.arkansassymphony.org for ticket information for these excellent performances. Featured this weekend, making a return to Arkansas, is guest artist pianist Eliso Bolkvadze. Born in Tbilisi, Georgia, Eliso studied in Moscow and now performs regularly across three continents. She has become a great cultural ambassador for the state of Georgia, recently performing with the United Nations Orchestra in support of Georgian children who've suffered in war. She's made several notable recordings, including on the Sony BMG label. It will be a delight to bring her extraordinary talent back to the stage in Arkansas to perform this beloved work of Mozart's. The second movement of his Concerto No. 21 has been propelled into the rarefied territory of most famous classical works ever written. It was first used in the film score to the Swedish film Elvira Madigan, earning the piece a subtitle of that name for some time. Since then, it has been used as a standalone piece for countless occasions and on numerous best-of records. It is sublime in F major with beautiful melodies and a quietly undulating triplet accompaniment throughout. Once again, you're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. We've been listening to Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21 in C major with pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. The third movement is all fun and games, with the orchestra and soloist trading off fiery passage work throughout. It once again shows off Mozart's amazing skill at creating a concerto within a symphonic form that perfectly incorporates something of a contest between the orchestra and the soloist. It is brilliant. Thank you. That was Mozart's 21st piano concerto in C major, one of his most loved by audiences. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend as the ASO opens its 2016-17 Stella Boyle Smith Masterworks series at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center. There's one more piece on the program by this year's ASO Composer of the Year, Stephanie Berg. Stephanie is a very talented composer and clarinetist from Kansas City, and we've been lucky to get to know her over the past few years. Her compositions, for large ensembles and small, are hailed for their tremendous energy and creative spirit. She will spend considerable time in Arkansas this season, having multiple works premiered. Ravish and Mayhem, which you will hear this weekend, was written in 2012 for the renowned new music ensemble Alarm Will Sound. It was later performed on a subscription concert by the St. Louis Symphony. Unfortunately, there is not a commercial recording that I can play on the air right now, but I would encourage all listeners, as soon as this broadcast is over, to go to soundcloud.com/Stephanie-Berg, and you can listen to a streaming recording of the piece. You will not be disappointed. You can also visit her website, www.stephaniejberg.com. That's Stephanie with a P-H and an I-E, J, Berg, B-E-R-G. Read about her and find the link to her music from there. Once again, you've been listening to At the Symphony, the Masterworks preview program for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. That series opens this weekend, October 1st at 7:30 p.m. and October 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center. Directed by Philip Mann, the concerts will feature guest artist Eliso Bokvadze, composer of the year Stephanie Berg, and your Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. As usual, the concerts will be preceded by concert conversations, a pre-concert talk given by Philip Mann himself. Those will take place 1 hour before each performance. Tickets are available at arkansassymphony.org or by calling the box office at 666-1761. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.